We sometimes say that famous folks forget their roots. They become so engrossed in stardom that they lose sight of where they began. Not so for this musician, who took his earnings back home to help his parents and others like himself get their start. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Buddy Holly's professional music career spanned about 18 months, if you count the time from his first hit to his death in February of 1959 in a plane crash outside of Clear Lake, Iowa. Jacqueline Bober says Holly didn't forget his roots and was taking some of his earnings back here to his hometown of Lubbock to help his family.
In the midst of getting married and touring, had the wherewithal to invest some of his earnings into some property here in Lubbock with the intent of building a home. Primarily for his parents, but within that home was a large area for him and his wife to live.
Holly also planned to put a recording studio in that home to help other artists, much the way producer Norman Petty helped him get his start.
Musicians pay for studio time, often by the hour. Norman Petty allowed performers to come to his production studio and only charged them per song.
Over 60 years after his death, people still come here to Lubbock to connect with the music. The Buddy Holly Center opened in 1999 when the city acquired many pieces of Holly's personal effects and music memorabilia. It's just one of the many places where fans can still find the roots of Holly.
The Allison House is the boyhood home of Jerry Allison, who was the drummer in the Crickets band. And it is where they wrote That'll Be the Day and Peggy Sue and many other of their hits. It's where they practiced a lot.
The music and the Buddy Holly story lives on in many locations throughout his hometown. Traveling the countryside in Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.